I trust everyone has the sunshine of the Lord in their heart this morning.
我相信每一个人今天都有主耶稣的好像那个荣光在你们心里面。
It's a wonderful thing not to be influenced in our life by outward circumstances.
我们能够不被那外面的环境的影响是很美的事。
I'm a little different than probably most of you because I grew up on a farm.
我跟你们大家有点不一样，因为我从小是在农场里面长大。
And when we woke up in Washington State about 9 months out of the year, it was raining.
当我们住在华盛顿那一州的时候，大概有九个月都是下阴阴下雨天。
And rain meant prosperity.
Prosperity. 下雨就是代表丰富。
Things do not grow without rain.
因为如果没有雨水的话，这个万物就不能够滋长。
And that has carried me, even though I've been off the farm for 40 years.
虽然我现在不在农场里面14年了。
When I wake up even this morning, I say, thank you, it's raining.
我今天早上醒起来看到下雨，我就说感谢主，下雨了。
This morning, please turn with me to John chapter 4.
我们来翻开约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4, verse 7.
第七节，约翰福音第四章第七节。
There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, Give me a drink.
有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对她说，请你给我水喝。
And then in 1 Kings,
我们再翻开来，列王记上。
1 Kings chapter 3.
列王记上第三章。
1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3.
第三节。
Now Solomon loved the Lord.
所罗门爱耶和华。
Solomon loved the Lord.
所罗门爱耶和华。
And then in Revelation 3.
然后我们再翻开启示录第三章。
This morning we'd like to just continue looking at this church of Laodicea.
早上我们愿意再继续来看这个老底家教会。
In which our brother opened up last weekend.
上次我们的 Lampa 弟兄来向我们讲到这方面的信息。
Revelation 3, verse 14.
从第十四节开始念，启示录第三章十四节。
This is the Lord Jesus speaking.
这是主耶稣在那里说话。
And to the angel of the church in Laodicea, write, the Amen.The faithful and true witness, the beginning of creation of God, says this.
你要写信给老底家教会的使者，说那为阿们的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的，说。
I know your deeds.
我知道你
的行为。That you are neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot.
你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。
So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Because you say, I'm rich, I have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, that you may become rich, and white garments, that you may clothe, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and eye salve to anoint your eyes that you may see.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him, will dine with him, and he with me.
看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as also I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，我在父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Father, this morning again, we just say thank you for inviting us to your table.
父亲，我们今天早上再一次来向你感恩，因为你邀请我们到你的桌子面前。
It's an amazing thing that the God of heaven, the God of creation, would invite us and say, give me to drink.
我们感谢你，因为创造宇宙、创造万有的神能够向我们说，给我水喝。
That we can give satisfaction to you, what a blessing.
我们能够给神满足，这是何等的一个祝福。
Those who have rejected you and set away with you have now been called to give you to drink.
那些与你分开的，现在你呼召他说，来给我水喝。
Lord, as we open the word this morning, we need you.
主，我们今天早上要开始讲之前，我们需要你。
Without you, we can do nothing.
没有你，我们不能做任何事。
Only you, by the Holy Spirit, can speak to our hearts.
只有你借着圣灵能够向我们的心说话。
Only the Holy Spirit can conform us to the Son.
唯有借着圣灵能够把我们变成神儿子的形象。
Together this morning, we say, we need you.
我们今天众人在这里呼求说，我们需要你。
So we sit at your feet, speak, Lord, for your servants this morning are listening.
好，主向我们说话，因为你的仆人在你的脚前静听。
In Jesus' name,
Amen. 奉主耶稣的名求， Amen.
The last time we were together, we shared on this little fragment in John 21.
我们上次分享了一点啊，这个信息的一部分在约翰福音第二十一章。
Where Jesus had turned to his disciples who had just betrayed and denied him and ran away.
耶稣向那些背弃他的门徒呢，再一次向他们说话。
And he made that glorious, wonderful statement.
他做了一个很荣耀的一句话。
Come, have breakfast.
来与我一同共用早餐。
This is a theme throughout the whole Bible.
这是在圣经里面从一直贯穿的一个主题。
It has to do with the purpose of God.
与神的旨意有关。
He's always wanting us to come and dine.
他总是邀请我们来与他一同同坐席。
In Luke, he says, "My desire, I desire, with desire, I desire to eat."
在约翰福音说，我的心意，我渴望要吃。
With desire, I desire to eat this table with you.
我愿意在这个桌上与你一同的坐席。
The desire there is mentioned twice for emphasis.
在那里他讲了两次，在这一段圣经讲了两次，就是要强调这一点。
It's not something casual, it's from the affection of the Lord's heart that he makes that statement.
这是从主里面的极大的一个心愿，发出他的心愿。
It's actually what we are saved for, brothers and sisters, and that is to come into this place where we are dining and eating and supping with the Lord.
我们也是跟弟兄姊妹一同有这样子的渴望，邀请他们一同来与主来坐席。
And what a surprise it was to the woman there at the well when this Jewish person would say to the Samaritan woman, "Give me to drink."
当那个井旁的妇人能够看到有一个犹太人来向这撒玛利亚妇人来邀请他说给我水喝，他很惊讶。
And I am sure at that moment that woman did not realize the whole purpose of God was being revealed to her by that one little statement.
她当时并不明白这个主整个的旨意就在那个小小的一句话里面彰显出来。
Solomon understood what God was interested in.
所罗门王他知道神的心意是什么。
We often think of Solomon in two aspects. One, his great wisdom.
我们常常想到所罗门就想到他的极大的智慧。
We know that there was no one ever.Except for the Lord Jesus that walked this earth that had more wisdom than Solomon.
事实上没有其他的人除了耶稣在世上以外，所罗门是最有智慧的。
The Queen of Sheba could not believe what she was hearing when she was in his presence.
当示巴女王来见他的时候，她不能够相信她所从所罗门那里听到的智慧。
So we ask ourselves this morning, what was the secret then in Solomon's life?
所以在所罗门身上，我们要问他，这是什么样的秘诀，使他能够变成这样
？Why was God able to give this man so much wisdom？
为什么神能够将这么多的智慧来给所罗门王
？We know also that the other thing that we often think of Solomon is, of course, his great sense.
我们也看到这所罗门王其他的那一方面是他有一个罪。
But what is the secret？To Solomon's life. Why was God able to pour out his very wisdom to this man?
为什么神能够将他的智慧来给这所罗门王呢？
Well, we read it just now in 1 Kings 3:3. It's one of those little secret phrases.
我们刚才就读到的那一个列王记上三章第三节。
I always like those little phrases that.Reveal the mystery. Reveal the secret to the mystery.
那句话很短，但是把神的奥秘都启示出来。
I believe everyone in this room would love and has even probably prayed for wisdom in matters.
我们常常也在我们当中来祈求智慧。
Not just knowledge.
不是只有知识。
But God's understanding of a particular set of knowledge.
是神他自己的理解。
And the secret there in 1 Kings 3:3 is Solomon loved Jehovah. He loved the Lord.
那句话说到所罗门王喜爱耶和华。
And God, as a result, could then say, "I can give you wisdom. I not only give you wisdom, I can give you great riches."
因为他爱神，所以他能够把财他富足，把智慧来赐给他。
Solomon in his youth had learned from his father David the priority, how you get from here to here.
从小他就从他的父亲大卫那里学到怎么样把事情来设好优先的次序，从这一点到那一点。
And the thing that we have been really sharing for 10 months since January is that loving God.Is the key to every single thing in our life.
从我们年初一月到现在有十个月，我们常常提到这个爱神就是那个关键。
Every single problem, whether it's raising children, whether it's marriage, whether it's our job, can all be answered in this one thing: loving Him.
所有我们一切的困难，或者是养孩子，或者是工作上的难处。唯一的答案就是我们爱神。
And this morning, we would like to look a little bit further into this word of love.
我们再愿意再花一点时间，再来更深的研讨这个爱。
Taking a very familiar chapter in our passage in Revelation 3.
我们借着这个比较熟悉的启示录第三章来看怎么样来爱。
Many messages have been given on this passage.
我们有很多的弟兄都陆续的讲到这一段的经文。
This Laodicean church is probably preached on more than any of the others of the six churches.
老底家教会的这一封信呢，恐怕是大家最常提到的。
Laodicea was a real place.
老底家教会是真的是有这个地方。
There was a real church there.
在那里也有真的这个教会。
Paul never went there.
保罗没有去过。
But he would write letters.
但是他有写过信。
That would be circulated through Laodicea.
信在老底家教会那里有传念。
It was a church that was very warm towards the Lord.
刚开始他们对神是非常的有热心的。
And there was a love there for one another.
他们彼此也有爱心。
But towards the end of the first century, things had changed.
但是在第一世纪的末了，事情就开始有点不一样了。
There wasn't that first love.
好像起初的爱心就失去了。
And here, the Lord Jesus addresses that situation.
所以主耶稣在那里提到这件事情。
We know that the issue here is a lukewarmness.
我们知道在这里所提到的重点是这个 不冷不热的情形。
A loss of first love.
失去起初的爱。
First not meaning time, as our brother Lance mentioned.
我们上次 Brother Lance 把他提到起初的爱不是讲时间。
But referring to a quality of love that no longer was there.
但是是讲到那个爱的品质不在那里了。
This all-consuming love had dissipated and self-love had intervened.
这个向着主的一个燃烧的爱呢消失了，然后爱自己的心却出现了。
How can we live in a state of hot love, as it were?
我们如何能够再回到这个起初的爱，这个燃烧的爱里面
？An all-consuming love for the Lord.
在这种完全被他所占有的这种爱。
Where He is on our heart, and when we wake up in the morning, He is our treasure. He is precious to us.
当我们早上一醒来的时候，他成为我们的宝贝，他就成为我们的吸引。
Where we have the confidence to inquire to Him about everything.
我们能够有那个有把握，把每一件事情都带到他面前来求问。
I believe there is an answer in this very passage on Laodicea.
我相信我们在这一段的经文可以找到答案。
And what we'd like to just look at this morning is the person of the Lord Himself.
我们愿意看的就是，其实就是主耶稣自己。
We love anything by being in the vicinity of what we want to love.
我们爱什么就我们就会常常的跟那些事情接近。
It takes time often to love someone.
而且爱一个人也要花时间。
My wife asked a very important question before we were married.
我的太太在我们结婚之前问我一个问题，很重要的问题。
I met her one day.
我在一天当中遇见她。
And then 2 weeks later, I would see her again for the second time.
在两个礼拜之后我在第二次见到她。
And she said to me, or I said to her, first of all, would you consider marrying me?
我就向她说，你愿不愿意考虑嫁给我？
Now, this was the second time that I saw her.
这是我看到她两次以后，我就这么说。
And her response was, don't you have to be in love?
她对我的答案是，你是不是应该要进入这个恋爱的过程呢？
She did not even know me.
她还不认识我。
We had been introduced.
我们是被人介绍的。
I talked to her 10 minutes.
我跟她讲了十分钟的话。
And then 2 weeks later, I would see her again.
两个礼拜之后我会再看到她。
And I said, would you marry me?
你愿不愿意嫁给我？
The point is that we've got to know one another before we can have an affection. We can trust that person.
我们必须要彼此能够认识，我们才能够有那个感情，我们才能够信靠他。
We've got to know the Lord before we can trust taking all of our problems to Him.
我们要能够认识主，我们才能够对神有信心，把我们的问题带到他面前。
Sharing with Him every little detail of our life.
把我们生活中的大大小小的事情都带到他面前。
And there is a beautiful passage here just to gaze upon the Lord.
在这里有一个很好的经节，就是来瞻仰他的荣美。
First of all, these 9 verses that we just read here in Revelation 3 are all spoken of by the Lord.
这九节的经节都是主耶稣自己说的话。
You know, brothers and sisters, this morning it's a wonderful thing that Jesus wants to speak to all of us continually.
耶稣愿意向我们继续的不断说是一件很美的事。
He is a speaking God.
他是向我们说话的神。
He is a speaking friend.
他是一个向我们说话的朋友。
Now not just through someone who is standing up here.
不是借着在这里讲台上面的出口。
He wants to speak to you each day.Through each little trial that you're going through,
他愿意在你每天所经过的考验里面来向你说话。
He did not develop your body for the. He did not make you or allow you to be able to worry and fear about things. Our body cannot handle those kind of things.
他不是要来造你，然后让你来常常的忧虑烦恼。
He meant for us to give everything to Him.
他愿意把我们一切的重担都来交在他的身上。
He speaks.
他说话。
We all know what it's like when we have a relationship with someone and all of a sudden they quit speaking.
我们知道，如果这个关系一不太对，就是他们开始不讲话了。
You wives often have to suffer from us husbands because all of a sudden we're not going to speak.
太太常常开始要受苦了，因为先生突然不讲话了。
We're angry about something, and we're going to let you know it.
我们借着沉默来表示我们生气了。
Wives do the same, but not probably as much as us men.
太太也会这样子做，但是可能有点形式不一样。
This church in Laodicea is a very lukewarm fellowship.
老底家落到一个非常不冷不热的光景。
They are lukewarm against the Lord Himself.
他向着主是不冷不热。
Does the Lord run away mad and upset?
主有没有向他们生气离弃他们？
Just the opposite. He speaks to them.
完全没有，相反的，他还不断的向他们说话。
He explains the problem. He talks to them about the situation.
他向他们来启示。问题出在哪里？
So the first thing we see about the Lord Jesus here, He's always speaking.
所以我们看到主是一位说话的神。
He wants to speak to you about the particular thing that's bothering you right now.
他愿意向着你那件现在正在搅扰你的这件事情来向你说话。
Bring it to Him.
把他带到神的面前。
Tell Him the anxiousness that you have over something.
你对某件事情里面的焦虑不安。
Some relationship.
对某些关系焦虑不安。
Something at work that is plaguing you.
有什么事情好像在那里不断的那个搅扰你。
Something with the children that you're obviously not being able to get through to them.
好像小孩子有些事情身上你不能够跟他们有沟通。
Bring it to him, he will speak.
把他带到神面前，他会向你说话。
Also in that 14th verse,Jesus introduces himself.
耶稣也向我们介绍他自己。
He says, "I am the Amen."
他说，那为阿门的，我是那阿门的。
Let it be.
阿门就是照着所说的就成就了。
Amen means be it affirmed.
阿门的意思就是让我成为坚定的。
Amen. It is established.
已经成就了。
There's an authority here.
讲这句话的时候，他是带着权柄的。
2 Corinthians 1:20 tells us that all the promises of God are amen in Christ, are established in Christ.
哥林多后书一章二十节那里说，神的应许不论有多少，在基督里都是是的。
Amen is a person.
Amen 这一个人其实是一个人。
It's just not something that we conveniently tag on at the end of the prayer.
这个不是我们祷告的时候在结尾附上的一句话。
In antiquity, 2,000 years ago, many times a person would begin by saying, Amen, it's established.
很多人其实在以前祷告开始他就一开始就说 Amen.
No one did this more than Jesus. He would say, Verily, verily, which means Amen, Amen.
主耶稣在跟我们讲话的时候他也说实实在在我实在那句话就是 Amen 的意思。
This word 25 times in this the Gospel of John alone.
这句话出现在约翰福音就有25次。
So when we even say Amen at the end of someone's prayer, we are saying, It is established.
所以我们在祷告之后我们说 Amen, 这意思话就是说这些都已经成就了。
Jesus himself said this.
因为是主耶稣自己说的。
I think it would even help us to pray with others in a more kind way.
我们与我们可能有帮助，就是我们用一个比较和善的方法与人祷告。
When a person prays around the table, it's truly, really God praying through them.
在这个神的桌子面前的祷告，其实是神借着他来祷告。
Only God can pray to God.
只有神能够对着他自己来祷告。
We are incapable.
我们没有那个能力。
Only as Christ is in us are we able then to amen and say this is affirmed and pray.
只有在我们里面的基督能够有这个把握，说这些祷告都已经得到成就。
But as Jesus introduces himself to the Laodicean church, he says also the next word, faithful and true witness.
那接着主耶稣有说他是诚信真实见证的。
You know, brothers and sisters, I'm thankful this morning that there's someone who is faithful.
我们感谢主，因为我们的主是诚信真实的。
One thing we must learn and see that no man has ever been faithful in himself.
我们必须承认的，在人类的当中，没有一个人是这么那样的忠信的。
The greatest man as Moses was, he was never once faithful in and of himself.
就像是摩西，他也不能够这么样完全的诚信真实。
Faithfulness has never been characterized by us.
因为人的个性是没办法忠信的。
A dog is more faithful.
甚至于狗还比人还要更忠心。
You can kick your dog, you can malign it, curse at it.
你可以打狗或者是咒诅狗，它都不会变。
And it waits for you at the door.
它还会在那个门口在那里等你。
Some of you have seen where a person has taken their dog downtown and the dog stands at the outside of the door of the store while the master goes in.
我们看过有人带着狗到城里面去，那个狗会等在门口。
20 people can exit that store.
有20个人从门口进进出出。
The dog does not even look up.
这个狗还不会抬起来。
But as soon as that master opens that door,the dog is up and ready.
但是当那个主人门一打开，那个狗就在那里准备好迎接他。
Even if he was cursed that morning by his master.
甚至于他的主人早上在那里咒诅他。
There's no faithfulness in us.
所以在人里面是没有那个忠诚的。
I think, brothers and sisters, would help us to even realize that when we go to work, there is no faithfulness with employers.
我们去到工作的人都知道，在工作场所也是没有忠心的。
Employers are ruled by money.
因为那些雇工都是看着钱说话的。
By corporate boards.
看那个工会里面怎么讲。
That have to make the decisions to make the stock look good.
就是要他们要看怎么样的决定使他们的股票能够上升。
Most employers aren't going to be faithful to you.
就是那老板呢，不会对你是很忠心的。
And God never said that they should be.
神也没有让这些老板是需要忠心的。
All those things that happen at work, all those things that happen in our home, are the very things that presses us into the one who is faithful.
这些在工作上面发生的这些不诚信的事情，让我们能够竭力的进到主的面前。
There is one faithful and one true witness.
因为只有一位诚信真实的见证人。
Everything that this book says about the Lord Jesus is faithful and true.
因为整本圣经都是在讲到主是那个忠心，主是那个真实的。
We can bet the farm on the Lord Jesus.
我们能够
We can put our confidence in the Lord Jesus.
我们能够来把信心放在主耶稣身上。
One faithful, one true witness.
他是那个诚信真实的见证人。
That's encouraging today.
这是对我们来说是个极大的鼓励。
He also in his introduction says, I am the beginning of the creation of God.
然后他又介绍自己，他是那创造万物之上为元首的。
Origin determines destiny.
因为这个 起初呢就决定我们将来的目的。
Whatever the foundation is,
那个根基在哪里？
Is what the result is going to be.
将来的结果就会在那里。
If the foundation is sand,
如果根基是沙土，
the building will be lopsided, the tower of Pisa.
我们就会那个建筑物就会倒塌。
What is the beginning of creation?
在创造万物之开始起初是什么呢？
Colossians 1:16 tells us that all things were created by the Lord Jesus and for the Lord Jesus.
在哥罗西书那里讲的万物都是借着他造的，也是为着他造的。
John 1:3, all things were created by the Lord Jesus.
在约翰福音一章三节那里讲说万物都是借着他造的。
And without him was not anything made that was made.
没有他，没有一件事情可以造出来。
You and I were born by God's mercy for a purpose.
我们能够出生是因着神的怜悯。
He knew that the scars of sin would enter in even before we were born into our genetic makeup.
他知道我们还没生下来，那个原罪就会进到我们里面。
He made provision for that.
但是他却为我们预备道路。
Even before we were born, he had already had a plan so that we didn't have to remain a self-centered, angry individual.
在我们生下来之前呢，他就已经为我们预备了，所以我们不会继续成为一个自私、自我为中心的人。
He is the beginning of all creation.
所以他是创造万物之上为元首的。
He has a plan, and that plan is going to begin with him.And it's going to end with him.
他有一个计划，这个计划从他开始，也能够在他里面来完成。
It's just up to us to get into the flow.
我们是在乎我们愿不愿意进到他这个运行里面。
And the first church around the time of the Apostle Paul, the Christians were said to be in the way.
在门徒那里说他是那个道路。
They weren't out here.In the left, in the right, in the broad road.
他们不是在左或在右，或者是在一个大道里面。
But they were in that narrow way.
他们是在那个窄路上。
Right where the Lord Jesus.
他们在与他同行。
As we go on with this Laodicean church, the next little phrase in verse 15.
在第十五节接着说。
Jesus again says, "I know your deeds. I know your works."
我知道你的行为。我知道你的工作。
There is someone that has all the facts.
主是那个知道一切事实的人。
All the knowledge regarding any particular subject.
他对每一个科目他都有知识有见解。
Whether it is toilet training children.
或者是怎么样教导孩子。
Or dealing with a deadline with your boss that is due Friday and it's already Thursday night.
或者是要来这个竭力的完成照你老板设定的日子来完成你的工作。
God knows that.
神知道。
He knows what's happening all through the world today.
他知道这一切万物现在都进展到什么地步。
All the things that were on the headlines of the paper today.He already knew.
头条新闻他也知道。
People get off because they have murdered someone.
有人谋杀了另外一个人。
God knows it.
神知道。
God takes care of it.
神在那里管理。
The supreme judge of heaven is ruling.
因为他是那个天上最高法庭。
What we think is unfair at the time is always for purpose.
我们在地上觉得不公平的事情，但是神允许是为着他的目的。
It took a while for Job to understand that, but he came into the fullness of that reality.
约伯曾经也是像我们一样不明白，但是最后他终于能够明白。
It's sheer arrogance to think that my problem is outside of the realm of God's understanding.
如果我们觉得我的问题是神不了解的，那个这就是表示我们的高傲。
Every little thing in our life, God knows and He has an answer for.
在我们身上发生的任何件小事，神都知道，而且他也有答案。
God knew the deeds of these people here in Laodicea.
因为他在这里说，我知道你的行为。
Excuse me. They thought they were very rich.
他们自己觉得他们已经很富足了。
Totally deceived.
他们是完全的自己欺骗。
They were very active in the church.
他们的教会是相当有活动的。
Doing many things.
做很多的事情。
But their love was for what they were doing.
但是他们所爱的是爱他们所做的事。
They were very proud of those that they were leading to the Lord.
他们对于把他们带来信主的那些人，他们很自以为豪。
This gathering was a very well-oiled machine moving forward, a system.
这个教会是一直在那里往前的。
And Jesus stops to remind her, says, "I want your love."
但是耶稣在那里停一下他们说，我要的是你们向我的爱。
I know who you are.
我知道你是谁。
You're neither hot nor cold.
你既不冷也不热。
You have more love for yourself than you do me.
你爱你自己比爱我更多。
And he wants to address it.
而且所以他必须要提出来。
And in that same verse he says, I would that you were hot.Or cold.
所以在第十五节他说，我巴不得你或冷或热。
Have we ever thought that God has a desire for each one of us this morning?
你有没有曾经想到神在我们身上每一个人都有他的心愿？
God cares. There's something He's after.
神在那里关心，他也有一个目的。
He is saying, I have a desire.
他说，我向着你有一个心愿。
We often think it.Because of our self-life, that everything revolves around us.
他说，我们常常以为是因为我自己的自私，一切事情都绕着我来运转。
But the Lord Jesus is starting to break into their little life right at this point.
主耶稣在这里借着他的话来从在把他们从自我的那个生活当中开始来突破。
Oh, I wish that you were either hot or cold.
他说，我巴不得你或冷或热。
This lukewarmness, brothers and sisters, is a very dangerous stage.
一个不冷不热的光景是非常危险的光景。
Because it's a stage of deception.
因为他们是落在一个自我欺骗的光景里面。
They thought they were good.
因为他们以为他们是很好啊。
Their activity had camouflaged the fact that they...We're not really in love with God.
他们的外表的那个活动，好在好把那个他们不爱主的事实在那里遮掩了。
It was their busyness that they began to worship, and they said, "Wow, I feel good. I'm helping here and I'm helping there."
他们很忙碌，就让他们以为说，哦，我在这里帮，我在那里帮，我就是爱主了。
Any time we find ourselves using that word, "Oh, I'm so busy," it should be a big red flag.
如果你在自己觉得说我很忙，这是应该是一个大红旗。
Look at the Lord Jesus. Do you ever see him? Boy, I am so busy. I just don't think I'm going to be able to finish this job.
我们有没有看过主耶稣说我很忙碌，大概我不能够做完我这件事情
？People throngs, all kinds of activity, and you just see the Lord Jesus moving with grace.
你看到主耶稣要面对许多的。各种的活动，但是他在那里非常有恩慈的，在那里处理每一件事。
People pushing and so forth, and a woman with a hemorrhage touches them. He stops. He's got time for her.
甚至于有许多人围绕他那个血漏的妇人碰到他的衣襟，他还有时间来等候他。
We become so busy in our activities, we miss the angels unaware.
我们可以很忙碌，结果就忘记了这个主来向我们的提醒。
We can get so busy. What if Philip had gotten so busy with the revival at Samaria, he had missed the eunuch, that one person on the way to Ethiopia?
我们也可以像菲利比他可以很忙碌的继续要他的这个旅程，就忘记了那个从非洲来的那个太监。
Busyness.Clouds and crowds are our minds and our emotions.
因为这个忙碌呢，会把我们这个头好像弄得乌烟瘴气一样。
And these people here in Laodicea had gotten into that state.
所以老底家的教会就是进入了这种光景。
They were saving the world at the expense of their own soul.
他们是 以他们的魂的得救的代价来救这个全世界。
When we take care of first love, everything else falls into place.
当我们能够恢复那起初的爱心，其他的一件事情就能够各就各位。
All ministry, all service will just automatically occur.
那时候事工服事就能够真正的产生。
But there has to be a loving Him first, foremost, and completely.
但是在一切的基础上都是根基在我们首先爱他。
In verse 16, we see another little characteristic of the Lord Jesus.
第十六节又看到主耶稣的另外一个属性。
He says, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
他说我要把你从我口中吐出去。
The Lord also judges.
神也是审判的神，主是审判。
I just love the balance of the way the Lord presents himself here to the Laodicean church.
我很喜欢主在这里用一个显出他是一个很平衡很中衡的这个个性。
He covers all the bases.
他涵盖了一切的基础。
He is the beginning.
他是那个起初的。
He's faithful.
他是诚信忠真诚。
I know you.
他说我认识你。
I have a desire for you.
而且我向你有一个极大的心愿。
But remember,
但是记住
I also judge.
我也是审判的。
This is one of the most stringent, strongest words in the whole New Testament.
在新约里面，这是一句最强烈的话。
It's one thing for Jesus to say to Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan."
主耶稣曾经向彼得说，退我而去。
But it's another thing to say to the church here, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
是另外一件事情，他说我要把你从口中吐出去。
I know your work and it's nauseating to me.
我知道你的行为，但是这是令我厌恶的。
You are blinded and you do not even know it.
你是盲目的，但是你却不知道。
You think you are rich.
你以为你自己是富足。
You think that Your nature is gold.
你以为你自己是有金的本性。
God's nature is always expressed in the Bible by the word gold.
神的本性都是用金子来代表。
Your nature is really hay, wood, and straw.
其实你的本性是草木禾秸。
You think that you're clothed with this garment.
你以为你自己是穿上衣服的。
Clothed with this white garment of God's righteousness.
穿上神公义圣洁的白衣。
But in reality, you're naked.
但是其实你是赤身的。
You think you can see. You think you have revelation. You are God's chosen person.
你以为你有启示，你以为你是被神所拣选的。
But in reality, you're blind.
但实际上你却是瞎眼的。
I have no alternative, Jesus says, but to vomit you.
我没有其他的选择。只有把你从口中吐出去。
You are supposed to be giving me to drink.
你是应该来给我水喝，来满足我的。
I want your sacrifices of praise.
我愿意你的赞美的祭。
I can't stomach them. They're nauseating to me. I can't stomach.
你这种的外表虚伪的这个赞美呢，是让我胃不舒服的。
Jesus says you've only left me one thing to do. You've only left one thing for me to do.
你只有留给我一件事情要做的。
And that is, I must vomit you out.
我只有把你吐出去。
You see, anything that the Lord does cannot be half baked.
主所要的东西不能够只是烤的一半的。
When God does something, doesn't matter how small it's got to be perfect.
神做的事情。不管花多少功夫，都是要是完成的。
And when we give the Lord an area of our life,
如果我们只是把我们某一部分给神
，then the God will look for another area in our life.
耶稣进来以后，他就再看另外一部分。
There is something amiss here in this gathering, in Laodicea.
在这个老底家的教会，在这里有一件事情失去了。
And God says, "I must judge it."
神说我一定要来审判。
I must get rid of it.
我要把这个事情来除去。
It's a strong statement.
这是一个非常强烈严重的的一句话。
But there is nothing of Dale King that can enter into the plan of God.
但是靠着我自己，我是不能够进入神的计划里面。
Nothing of my flesh.
靠着我的肉体不能够进去。
Nothing of your flesh.
靠着你的肉体也不能够成就。
You cannot decide. You know, I think I will go serve the Lord here.
你不能够自己来决定说我要来侍奉主。
We call that self-chosen.
我们说那是自我的选择。
We can't of ourselves consecrate ourselves. Well, I'm going to just consecrate self.
我就是靠着我自己把我奉献给神。
The result is consecrated self, self-life.
结果你所献上的只是献上你的那个自私的自我的生命。
You and I only have one thing we can do, and that is to offer ourselves a living sacrifice, be crucified with Christ.
我们只有一个选择，只有一个祭，就是把我们献上活祭，与主同钉十字架。
But Jesus continues to go on. He doesn't just judge and say, "I'm going to vomit you."
但是主耶稣并不是停在这个审判当中，他不是说我就是把你吐出来就没有了。
He comes with an answer.
他还给你提供一个答案。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
I advise you to buy from me.
我劝你来向我买。
Isaiah recognized this in Isaiah 9:6.
在以赛亚书第六章第九节说
When he spoke of the Lord Jesus coming, he said, His name is wonderful.
当他提到主耶稣来的那件事，他说他的名称为奇妙。
And what's the next? His name is Counselor.
他是那个
He's our advisor. He's our counselor.
他是我们的测试。
We need a counselor.
我们需要一位测试。
Today we have marriage counselors.
我们有这个婚姻的这个测试。
We have baby counselors.
我们也有这个养育婴儿的测试。
Retirement counselors.
或者是这个怎么样退休的、这个、
financial counselors.
财经上面的这个顾问
，dental counselor
或者是牙齿方面的顾问。
We need a medical counselor for our lumbago, our back
或者是脊椎骨的顾问。
Always trying to get advice, and we're always given advice
我们都是常常要寻求人家的諮商顾问。
How much better would be if the children of God?We look to the counselor.
但是如果神的儿女能够看这个唯一的这个顾问测试
，You know, Jesus is not taken off guard because of this lukewarmness.
因为他们这个不冷不热的，主耶稣并没有就放松了自己。
It's a very serious problem.
因为他知道这是一个非常严重的问题。
Here are the people of God who trust themselves more than they trust God.
因为这些人呢，他们信靠自己胜过于信靠主。
And Jesus responds and he says, "I'll counsel you."
主耶稣自己说，我来成为你的测试。
Buy from me my nature.
你从我那里来买我的本性。
Are you tired of that angry nature?
你是不是很厌烦自己那个容易发急躁的
本性？ That impatient nature.
一个不忍耐的本性。
That nature that goes up and down like a yo-yo, depending on the circumstances.
那个一下上一下下的那个像悠悠的那个本性。
Buy from me.
向我来买我的本性。
Gold, God's nature.
神的本性。
By faith.
借着信。
It's free.
这是是免费的。
How do you like the price tag?
我没有放了一个标价。
Ho, everyone that thirsts, as Isaiah says 55, come ye to the Lord. He come and buy. What do we buy with?
他说那凡口渴的都可以到我这边来取水。
A living sacrifice. We offer ourselves.
我们用什么来买？就是用我们这个献上的活祭。
And then he says, I will give you my nature.
我就会把我的本性给你。
I will give you my righteousness and clothe you.
我会把这个公义的白衣来给你穿上。
I will put eye salve in your eyes so that you can see me.
我会把眼药涂在你的眼睛上，然后你就能够看见我。
So that you can hear me.
你才能够听见我。
Many times in the Bible, it would thunder like it just did a minute ago.
有时候天上都已经响大雷了。
Some people heard God speak. They heard words.
有人借着神借着他来出口。
Others says, it's just thundering.
但是有人却说这只是响一个雷。
This is the way it is with this book.
这本圣经就是这样讲的。
Everything for our spiritual prosperity.
我们属灵身上的富足。
Even our physical well-being.
甚至于我们肉身的状况。
Jesus says, I want to show you. I've got eyes left.
主耶稣在那里说，我有眼药。
Will you let me anoint your eye?
你愿不愿意让我来膏抹你的眼睛?
So that you can look outside today and say, there is a sun beyond those clouds.
你能够出去看到说，在那个乌云的背后有阳光。
There is warmth beyond this rain.
在这个雨水的之后呢，是有温暖的。
It comes all down to seeing.
这都是跟我们能不能看见有关系。
And Jesus is addressing this situation of lukewarmness.
主耶稣在这里讲说这个不冷不热的光景。
I've got something for buy from me.
我有药，你要向我来买。
But it doesn't stop there. Verse 19, Jesus keeps talking.
然后主耶稣并没有停止在那里，第十九节他又继续说。
Now there might be a lukewarmness on the Laodicean part, on our part.
我们也有像这个老底嘉教会这种不冷不热的光景。
But Jesus says, I love.
但是他说我所疼爱的。
Whom I love, I reprove and I discipline.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。
This is where we're often stumbled, brothers and sisters.
我们常常因着这句话就会跌倒。
This is where we often think like the world.
我们就会以为就是像世界上的。
We look at chastening and discipline as something from an angry God.
我们会觉得管教跟责备好像是出自于神的愤怒。
There you go again, you're angry with your wife, I'm going to get you.
你又向你的太太生气了，现在我就要来管教你了。
God does not do that.
神不是这么做。
He loves, that's the first.
首先他说我所疼爱的。
But being a God who does not indulge,
但是他是一个神爱的，但是他不是放纵我们的。
He does not spoil us like we spoil our children.
他不是像我们这样溺爱我们的儿女一样。
And every time our child gets in trouble, we're going to help him get out of it.
如果我们的小孩有麻烦的，我们就赶快要来帮他解决。
We give them what they desire.
结果我们就是供应的他们所要的。
When I was holding little Jacob this morning during the Lord's table, he had 100 ideas of what he wanted to do.
当早上我抱着我的小孙子 Jacob 在主的桌子面前的时候，他自己有好许多的主意，他想要做的。
And it was a matter of my will or his will.
所以这是一个意志的斗争，他的意志和我的意志。
Fortunately, I'm a little bit stronger than he is.
还好我的意志比他强一点。
God disciplines.
神会管教。
Thank God for discipline.
感谢神的管教。
Thank God for those things that are in our life right now that pressure us.
感谢神借着很多事情在那里给我们压力来管教我们。
They're in our life to cause us to look to Him.
这些让我们能够再转眼来看他。
To gaze upon Him.
来注目他的容脸。
He says, I will counsel you.
他说我会来劝你。
I will advise you.
我会给你好的劝告。
Look to me.
你要来求问我。
Read my word.
你要来读我的话。
If you've gone through a problem right now, open the Psalms and begin to ask the Lord, show me the answer.
你打开诗篇，求问神，求你给我答案。
Until we can come to a place where we can say, praise God for this situation.
一直到一个光景，我们能够为着我们的困难来感谢神。
When my wife was dying of cancer,
然后我的妻子在癌症过世。
I remember into the second year, the Lord had to bring me to that place.
在第二年的时候，神必须把我带到这个光景。
It happened first of all in her life.
同样是在那个我太太身上发生。
And that was
就是
being able to praise God.
能够真正的赞美主。
praise God takes it right out of the hand of the enemy.
这个赞美帮我们带离那个困难。
He is neutralized. He does not have any power in it when we say praise God.
当我们赞美的时候，撒旦就没有权力。
God is on the throne.
主就被对设立在宝座上。
In all of the things that we are going through.
在我们所经历的事情上，主是坐在宝座上。
2 weeks after my wife went to be with the Lord.
当我妻子离开我两个礼拜。
I was in New Jersey and I met a dear brother and he came down the aisle and we met and embraced.
我就在纽泽西看见一个弟兄，我跟他面对面，我们就抱起来。
He offered his condolences and then he says with a smile, "We prayed."
他给我他的他的哀悼，然后他就说我们为你祷告了。
I never will forget even the confidence in the way he said it. We prayed.
就是他讲的时候是这么样的有信心，他说我们祷告了。
The devil didn't decide when to take my wife home.
不是撒旦来决定什么时候要把我的太太带走。
We and several of you, we prayed for 2.5 years that this death would be in the Lord's timing, way, and will.
我们祷告了两年多，他的被主接走是在神所设定所预定的那个时间里面。
If he graciously wanted to heal her, fine, but not our will, but his. He knows.
如果神因着他的怜慈要来医治他，也是很好，但是不是照着我们的旨意，乃是照着他的旨意。
I've looked back many times this past 12 years and seen the wisdom in the Lord's decision.
我在十二年之后来看到这件事情，我看到了神的计划，神的智慧。
His discipline is from love.
因为他的管教是出于他的爱。
And verse 20, he says, "Behold, I stand and I knock."
第二十节在那里说，我站在门外叩门。
He's not sleeping.
神没有沉睡。
God has an investment in each one of us.
神的眼目在那里观察我们每一个人。
He paid a price for all of us.
他为着我们都付了一个代价。
And he covets our love.
他也渴慕我们向着他的爱。
And he stands, not sleeping, he stands and he knocks.
他并没有沉睡，他是站在门外。
But he does not break the door down.
但是他并没有破门而入。
He could just go smash, just step us and we're gone.
他可以把那个门弄倒。
You don't love me, I don't love you. Boom, out.
你不爱我，我不爱你，作罢。
Right, he knocks.
但是他敲门。
At the heart, not at our mind, but at our heart.
他在我们心里面敲门。
Our place of affection.
是我们能够有对着他的爱心的那个地方敲门。
Like he said to Peter, "Do you love me?"
就像他向彼得说，你爱我吗？
And then we see.He comes in. He waits to come in.
然后我们看着他是等着在那里要进来。
I will come in.
他说我就愿意开门的我就愿意进来。
Now we get right down to the heart of what's on the heart, Lord's heart.
这样我们进入在神里面的一个心愿。
We're back to where we began.
我们回到我们开始所讲的。
Will you sup with me? Will you have dinner with me?
你愿不愿意与我一同坐席？
Will you give me a drink?
你愿不愿意来给我水喝来满足我
？Oh, we fret and worry so needlessly.
我们常常没有必要这些烦恼。
Because we do not bring these things to Him and sit down at the table and say, "Lord, I've got a problem here."
我们常常忘记把这事情带到神面前来，在他的座前来求问。
I really have a problem with my wife.
或许与妻子有问题。
And Jesus says, "Let me take care of it."
耶稣说：“让我来处理。”
Quit trying to change her.
不要一直要试着要改变她。
Just give it to me.
把她交在我的手上。
You love me, and you love your wife.
你也去爱你的妻子。
Jesus says, "You love me, and you love your boss."
主耶稣说：“你爱我，然后你去爱你的雇主。”
Love me and love your enemies.
爱我。然后你就能够去爱你的敌人。
I'll take care of everything else.
我能够在这里处理一切事。
When we get this right, brothers and sisters, there will be ministry.
当我们把这个次序弄对了，我们才能够有侍奉。
Without thinking about it.
不用再去想。
If you're thinking about your ministry, you're already wrong.
如果你一直在想你怎么侍奉，你就错了。
God has this, makes it so simple. He says, love me. Think of me.
主把这个事情弄得很简单，就是想我，就是来爱我。
That's where we are safe.
这个是我们能够得救的地方。
That's where we can guarantee it's nothing of the flesh, nothing of me getting in there when I'm just gazing on Him.
我们能够有保证说这不是从我的肉体发出来的。
And Jesus continues to go on, He says, I will grant him to sit down with me on my throne.
他说得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐。
You know, one of the things that takes a long time, brothers and sisters, is to quit enthroning ourselves.
有一件事情要花我们很多时间才改掉，就是不要是自己来坐在宝座上。
Jesus will enthrone you.
是主把我们摆在宝座上。
Jesus will put you in that place of honor, respect.
主会把你放在这个受人尊重的那个地位。
We're always enthroning ourselves to our spouses, to our children, to our colleagues.
我们常常借着要希望借着我们的妻子、儿女或者我们的同事来使我们登上宝座。
We're always trying to let them know that we're important.
我们很想要让他们知道我们是很重要的。
We have many subtle ways of enthroning ourselves.
我们用的办法也是很狡猾的。
But He's the one that does it.
但是是只有主能够把他使我们能够与他一同坐在宝座上。
And Jesus says in that same verse 21, I have overcome.
在那一节又重新讲了，我得了胜。
Every single thing that you and I will ever go through, Jesus has already overcame.
你所经过的每件事情，主在这其中都已经得胜了。
The simplest little thing it might be, you lost some little trinket around the house. Ask the Lord, talk to Him about it.
或者是你在家里面丢了什么东西，你也可以来求问神。
There's nothing too small.
在神的眼中，没有哪一件事情是太小、微不足道的。
He is the one that has the answers.
因为他有一切的答案。
He is the one that overcame all the power of Satan.
他得胜了一切撒旦的权势。
All of the systems of this world.
这些世界的系统。
And we know even our own flesh.
甚至于是我们的肉体。
He dealt with that on the cross.
他在十字架上对付了。
And the 22nd verse.
22节那里说。
He calls.
他说他呼召。
Even after this lukewarmness, he's still calling.
甚至于在他们这种不冷不热的光景，主耶稣还是在那里的呼召。
The Lord just didn't get rid of the Laodicean church.
主并没有就离弃了这个老底家教会。
He had not removed the lampstand.
他也没有把他们的灯台挪开。
This morning, he's calling us.
今天早上他也是来呼召我们。
He again is calling to our hearts.
他向我们的心来说话。
Give me your affections.
把向着你的爱来给我们。
I am the Lord of your household.
我是这一个全家的主。
I am the Lord of your possessions.
我是你所有一切财产的主。
I am the Lord of the church.
我也是教会的主。
Lay it all down.
你放下来吧。
Look to me.
单单的仰望我。
Listen to me.
单单的来听我的话。
And right in the middle of this chapter, it said, repent.
然后在这里有一句话说，要悔改。
Do we want to go that route?
你要走那条路径吗？
The route of first love.
是一个恢复起初爱心的。
Just gazing at Jesus is the way, just as we've done this morning.
就像我们今天所找的，单单的来仰望他。
I don't know if you counted, but we went through 14 characteristics of the Lord. That's a double seven. That's a good.
我们今天早上就讲了14样主耶稣的属性，那是一个
14 attributes of Jesus dealing. We see him dealing with a very adverse situation. And yet we see him dealing fully and completely.
我们看到主耶稣借着这一切所说的话语，在那里来眺望，来在那里恢复这个很严重的这个教会的情形。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you for this privilege of beholding the beauty of the Lord.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，你再来提醒我们要来仰望你的容脸。
It truly is a mystery.
这是一个奥秘。
How we can gaze upon your face and all the pressures and the problems of this earth grow strangely dim.
当我们能够来仰望你，这一切其他事情就渐渐失去了他们的荣光。
Thank you, Father, this morning for offering to save us from our lukewarmness.
我们感谢你，因为你要来救我们这个不冷不热的光景。
May we be red hot for you.
让我们的心能够被你挑望，来爱你。
To minister to you.
来能够满足你的需要。
To be a servant that serves you.
能够来成为你的爱的奴仆。
Loving you affectionately with our whole being.
能够全人都来爱你。
Bring us into that reality.
求你把我们带到这个实际。
Help us to let go of all of these secondary things that don't count.
来放下一切我们以为其他次好的东西。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名来祷告。Amen.